Vistara was a member of the tribe, and as such, she would never dream of deliberately disfiguring herself. Her hand again went up to touch the scar on her mouth. Then she clenched her fist and deliberately brought it down. All that could be done to remove the scar had been done, and she would simply need to become accustomed to it, and make sure that every opportunity she got, she covered it up with beautiful artwork. She glanced over at Mayura, who beamed up at her happily from her shorter height, and sighed. Unadorned with jewelry or cosmetics, and wearing only the simplest of clothing, the Kashiri girl seemed to Vistara to outshine her own beauty as the sun did the moon. That, like her scar, was a simple and unchangeable fact that must be endured. Vistara glanced around the room. Where was... Ah! She extended a hand, and her training lightsaber sprang to it. She had just finished fastening it to her jeweled belt when a knock came at the door. The knock was for Mayura's benefit, not that of Vistara, who could sense at once who was on the other side of the door.
Come in, father,
she called. Gavar Kai was clad in his usual attire, full Sith robes, black trimmed with silver. His long hair, as night black as his robes, was pulled back into a topknot. Vistara dropped a curtsy, then stood quietly. His dark eyes narrowed as he examined her. Then he nodded and held out his arms. She slipped into them and felt them close around her comfortingly, as she had when she was a little girl. He was guarding his emotions well, but Vistara was strong in the Force, and this was, after all, her father.
What's wrong?
She drew back to peer at him searchingly. She was almost as tall as he was now.
Nothing you need to worry about, he said,
not denying that there was indeed something amiss. She frowned, confused, sensing sorrow, worry, and pride. Something was definitely not right. But she was Sith, of the tribe, and she hoped one day to become a Sith Master, and Sith Masters did not fall apart when their parents seemed worried. So instead, Vistara smiled at him, and he cupped her cheek and smiled back.
Tick is waiting. I had one of the servants give him a bath. Can't have you attending such an important meeting on a dusty, smelly uvac, now can I?
Vistara laughed and hugged him.
I suppose not.
Gavar pushed her away gently.
Off with you, then. You don't want to be late.
You're not...
Vistara caught herself. She thought her father would see her off, but he made no move to leave with her. Too, he would have been in his formal robes, not his everyday garments. Indeed, Gavar did not seem to intend to leave the room.
No, I have some things I need to discuss with Mayura.
He smiled and squeezed her shoulder.
Hurry, child.
Vistara was still standing there, puzzled, when Gavar gently closed the door. The last thing Vistara saw before the door shut was Mayura, looking at her master with a confused expression on her face.